daylight for a change.
Well, the meeting broke up early, so I came home.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Ernie. I think I'll go and wash up.
Hey, Dad, can I communicate with you for a few minutes?
Anytime, Ernie. Come on along.
Yeah, Friday night's the big spring thing.
Big spring what?
Spring thing.
Oh, what's that, Ern?
Oh, it's kind of a big rock out. You know, music and dancing and all that stuff. They're having it on the football field at school. A bunch of neat groups. The Rag Rugs, Barney and the Frogs, the Split Shingles. All famous.
Oh, I know that.
Now, but what I was wondering, since we're getting dates and all, would it be all right if I borrow the car?
Well, is it legal, Ern? I mean, I didn't know you were that close to getting your driver's license.
Next Friday morning.
Next Friday morning, huh?
Yeah. All the guys have been counting the hours.
Yeah.
Our driver's ed class ends Friday morning, and we all tear down to take the test Friday afternoon.
Who's going with you?
Yoho Crocker.
Yoho?
Oh, yeah. He's a real smooth friend of mine from school.
Oh. Yoho, huh?
Everybody around here thinks it's weird. It's just a nickname. What's wrong with it?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little unusual. You must admit it brings a certain picture to mind.
The yak it up guy?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Dad, he's not like that a bit. He's just got a great personality. With Yoho, it's a gift making people like it. It's just a gift. Where do you meet him? Well, my dad's letting me have the car. Now all we've got to worry about is the girls.
Man, Ernie, that's the easiest part. What do you worry about?
I'm not the smoothest asking for dates.
Man, Ernie, don't let it bother you. Nina's just a girl.
You put your finger right on the problem.
You've got to know what to say.
And I'm not going to do anything stupid, like coming right out and asking her.
Why not?
Well, because you have to say some other stuff first. And that's what I'm rotten at.
But that's nothing. Just make some chit-chat.
Like what?
Well, tell her how soft and shiny it looks. Or say I could recognize her voice anywhere, even across a crowded room.
Well, that could mean her voice is loud. Well, that's what I think it meant if somebody said it to me. Why can't I be smooth like you?
Forward to getting my license on Friday, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, that'll be great. Getting in a car and... Well, that's enough about cars.
What?
Well, let's talk about you. I'll say this about you, Nina. You really have a great nose.
Thank you, Ernie.
Okay, you guys, let's lock up this beautiful thing for Friday night. I mean, me and Marilyn and you and Ernie. How about it?
Ask Ernie.
Well, it's okay with me. I mean, I'll go if you'll go.
What he means to say is, he won't go if you won't go with him.
Oh, will you?
Okay.
My three sons will continue...
Seven letters, those who deliver.
Postman.
Now, works out doctors.
Yeah. Come in.
Good evening, Mrs. Douglas, and how are you?
Oh, just fine.
You certainly are looking lovely.
Oh, thank you, Yoho.
Oh, Captain O'Casey, how are you, sir?
I'm suffering from a bad case of banana oil in the ears.
Ernie's in his room. Why don't you just go on up?
Thank you, Mrs. Douglas. I hope yours feel better, Captain. Hi, Ern.
Hey, Yoho. Glad you're here.
Yeah, we gotta make some plans for Friday night.
No strain. I drive over my dad's car and pick you up, and then we pick up the girls.
Right? Right, but there's something we gotta watch out for. When the girls come out, we don't want to get double-crossed.
How?
You know, both of them getting in the back and leaving us two in the front. It can happen.
Would they do that?
Well, it hasn't happened lately to me, but you never know. So I tell you what we're going to do. I'll stay in the car in the back seat. You go up to the house and get the girls. When Nina and Marilyn come out, they're not both going to get in the front seat with you.
Well, they could. You can get four in the front if you squeeze.
We could take him along.
Tramp.
We could take up two spots in the front seat easy. Then Marilyn would have to sit in back.
You out of your skull. You get both the girls in the back seat and I get the dog.
Not like that. Tramp sits on the outside, then Nina has to sit closer to you.
No good. When Tramp sits in the front, he sits in the middle. Or else he gets carsick. And sometimes he gets carsick anyway.
Okay. We'll tack him on the wall for now. But if it looks like they're going to pull a Swifty, I'll think of something. We got the car, and we got the girls. What about dancing? Can you dance?
Oh, sure.
Ba-ba, ba ba ba. Well, that's great for rock. What if they play a slow one on us?
Slow?
Yeah, you know, like a waltz.
Why would they play a waltz?
Because girls like them. You put your arms around them and it's romantic.
I never danced a dance where you touch anybody.
It's the dance of love. Now watch me. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Not touching your partner is one of the dumb things our generation thought of. Okay.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
You gotta loosen up, Ernie. You know, you gotta swing the girl around. Swoop.
Swoop?
Watch. One, two, three.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Man, this is murder.
Come here. I'll show you. One, two, three. One, two, three.
May I cut in?
I was just showing Ernie how to do the waltz.
It's Tuesday night. You better waltz the trash cans out on the curb. And be sure and put the lids on tight so the dogs don't scatter the stuff all over the neighborhood.
I'll get them out, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, and no swooping, just carrying.
You're doing fine, Ernie. A little bit more practice and you'll be perfect.
One more thing. Do we kiss the girls goodnight?
Man, Ernie, where have you been? They expect it. If we didn't, they'd get hacked.
Now about that swooping.
My Three Sons will continue here from Nestle.
Has Ernie come home yet?
If there's no books tossed on the table and the cake still in the icebox, he ain't home.
He's not worried about taking the driving test.
Well, if he is, you who will talk him out of it.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Well, this is a big day. And I must say, having a nice-looking lady like you driving us down there isn't going to hurt anything.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, those men who give us the test are only human, you know.
I suppose you mean those humans are only men. Ernie, I think we better get going.
Okay, Ma.
Hey, the cake all gone?
It stays in the icebox.
Don't you want us to have any, Uncle Charlie?
Look, you had to have an empty stomach to talk to a girl. Now, you better have an empty stomach to drive a car.
The test is a breeze, Captain. Really?
Yeah. Driver's Ed put us through a course you guys wouldn't believe. We know what we're doing.
We could thread a car through a needle.
How are you at keeping it on the street?
Come along, boys. It's going to be quite a line at the Motor V. Charlie, this may take some time.
Time, I got. And plenty of potatoes.
Well, Ern, how'd it go? Not good?
Not good.
But Ernie, you're a very good driver. I've ridden with you. What happened?
Oh, he's an excellent driver. He's just not so good on the written test.
Oh, the written test, huh? Well, you just have to study a little more, Ern, and take it again next week, huh?
I flunked. But we both flunked.
You and Yoho?
Well, the girls went first, and they couldn't even get a car up an alley. And they all passed. Yeah, me and Yoho. Man.
Honey, you're just going to have to sit down and study the regulations.
That's right, honey. Take the test again next week and you'll pass.
You waited 16 years, now it's 16 years and 1 week.
Next week won't do it.
Well, I'm not going to get profound about it. I'm just going to go in the kitchen and make you pie or something.
I'm wiped out, Dad. Really wiped out.
But Ernie, it's just for a week. Why won't next week do it?
Because the problem is tonight. I can't drive tonight.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about tonight.
What am I going to do, Dad? Well, she thinks I'm cool with a license. And I'm 16 years old. I can't have my father drive us.
No. I honestly don't know what you can do, Ernie. I could say take a cab or go with a friend, but I know that wouldn't have solved the problem when I was your age. And I know it won't solve it for you. I just don't know.
You get points for that, Dad.
Huh?
For being honest.
Oh. Well, Ernie, I wish I could help you. I really do.
There's nothing anybody can do. I blew it and I'm wiped out. I'll just call Nina and... Oh, Yoho.
Hi, Ernie. Good afternoon, Mr. Douglas. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, Yoho.
That certainly is a nice sweater you're wearing, sir.
Oh, well, thanks, Yoho. That's a very nice shirt you're wearing.
Well, you come to share in the misery? Ernie, we're back in business.
How come?
Well, I told you I'd think of something, and my ever-resourceful brain came up with a solution. Marilyn and Nina both got their licenses, right?
So?
And they left before we flunked, so they don't know about it. In fact, nobody else knows that we bombed out either, right?
Yeah.
So tonight we make a big, unselfish gesture. We know how excited Nina is about getting her new license. So, we let her drive.
You're close, but how do we get a car over to her house?
I got all the angles covered. My brother drives his car over there, parks, and leaves it for us. Then you get a ride over. The girls see the car, and they think we drove. Perfect?
Oh, man.
How are you coming, Ern?
Oh, I'm ready.
Robbie called a minute ago, said he's on his way over to take you to Marilyn's house.
Do I look okay?
Oh, you look fine. I'd say you'll be one of the better dressed in the group tonight.
I wish I had Yoho's personality.
Well, Ernie, we like you the way you are. Are you two fellas really going to let those girls think you passed your tests?
Well, we're just not going to tell them otherwise. Rotten, huh, Dad?
Well, it's a little unethical.
Well, when you're as shaky about girls as I am, maybe unethical is better than not going at all.
Oh, there's Rob. So long.
So long, Ern.
Hey, I love your car.
The paint job's special to match the color of your eyes.
Who sits where?
Tell her about the big surprise, Yoho.
Well, me and Ernie decided to give you girls something special to celebrate your new driver's licenses. Nina, you drive to the concert. And Marilyn, you drive home.
Oh, thanks.
My Three Sons will return in a moment.
Boy, am I tired.
Charlie, would you like to join us for coffee?
No, thanks. I think I'll hit the hay. Well,
The boys ought to be getting the girls home by now. I can picture Ernie doing the goodnight bit.
Oh. It was fun. Thanks for the evening.
Let's make it unforgettable.
I really had a good time, Ernie.
Yeah. It was cool. The guy playing the bass looked like the guy in my chem class.
Did he?
Yeah. Only fatter, maybe.
Fatter than who?
Fatter than the guy in my chem class. His name is Chap Chipman.
Chap Chipman?
Yeah, you know him?
No.
I don't think that was quite unforgettable enough. Nina.
It's getting late, Ernie. I better get in. Good night.
Good night. How'd you do, Ernie? Did you get a kiss?
Oh, right. You know it.
I told Nina how the bass player looked like a guy in the...
Hey. Hey, what?
How are we going to get home? We're not allowed to drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Maybe we better...
All right, boys, out.
We haven't done anything. I'll handle this.
You boys live in the neighborhood?
You see, officer, this is my brother's car, which he kindly allowed us to use this evening. Now, me and my good friend, we just took our dates home.
May I see your driver's license, please?
Driver's license?
Yeah.
I had a feeling you were going to bring that up. You see, before I left home, I said, be sure to check your wallet and see if you brought your...
We don't have driver's licenses. Either of us.
Well, how about that? Would you mind explaining to me, then, how you got the car here to drop your dates up?
Oh, now that's just a funny coincidence, officer. You're going to appreciate
this. Just a minute, please.
Would you let him tell it?
Well, we have these dates for tonight, but we both flunked our written tests at the motor vehicle department. So his brother brought the car over here and left it.
It's not that we flunked. You see, there happened to be a large crowd there that
would
day, and we never...
Just let him tell it.
Anyway, the girls got their licenses, so we let them drive.
I see. Being big men, is that it?
Yeah. Now we're stuck.
Well, it's kind of nice to know that boys still have it rough with girls. All right, get in the back. Other side. Want to follow me, Fred? I'm going to drive these two big shots home.
Honey, they're home.
Oh, really? I'm surprised he didn't call us. Oh, hi, Ernie.
Hi, Dad.
Officer.
Hi. Are you Mr. Stephen Douglas?
Yes, I am. What's wrong, officer?
Well, nothing really, Mr. Douglas. Your son needed a chauffeur, and the police department just happened along.
Oh, you finally figured out you had no way to get home, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but how come you let me go if you knew that, Dad?
Honey, if you're old enough to drive, you're old enough to figure it out for yourself.
I'm sorry, officer. I thought he'd call us. I didn't think he'd take up your time.
No, no, that's all right. He's a good kid. The other one has a big mouth. He's okay. Good night.
Good night, officer, and thank you.
Good night. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
What a night.
Yeah, well, you came up with an exciting finish, Ernie.
Was the date worth it?
Yeah. I kissed her goodnight. Only it wasn't much. You know, I found out something. It's not so bad to be dumb old Ernie Douglas.
Good night.
Good night, Ernie.
Good night.
Yeah, I figured out something, too.
Like what?
I'm very, very glad I'm not 16.